When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast. My name is Joey Kidney, and let's get into it.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
First off, happy Friday, everybody. Oh, man. I don't know what it is about today, even though I'm recording it the day before something. I just feel like this is a good day. And if you are, if you're having a rough day, I want you to think about this. And this has always helped me. And it's something that's so simple, something that maybe you might not think about. If you don't think you can make it through today, think about yesterday. Yesterday was a really tough day, or it was a really amazing day that didn't end very well. There's always going to be a hard point in a day. And I just want you to understand that you made it through it. And so that has made you stronger. And so whatever challenge that you are brought today, you are able to face because you were 10 times stronger because of yesterday, because of something that you've already been through. And so I want you to tell you that it does get easier, but it also gets harder. But it doesn't mean that you don't have the strength to do so, to handle it. You are stronger. And so that's always helped me, and I thought I would share that. Now, welcome back. I am me, and it's taken me quite some time to realize that. I'm always one, and I'm sure there's a lot of you out there who are like me. I'm always one to feel like I know everything. Not that I guess it's a know-it-all. But I always feel like if I'm good at something and people come to me for help, then I don't need to reach out. And so with what I do online and with this podcast and everything, I always thought that I never needed help. And I would always answer people's questions. You guys have so many questions for advice and on everything, on dating, on life, mental health, anxiety, all everything, literally anything in your life you guys have always came to me for. And I think that's amazing. I think that's awesome. And not saying that I can't help you, because I believe I can. But I always thought to myself, like, who do I go to? You know, have you ever thought, who does Joey Kidney go to talk to? And the answer for the past 3, 4, 5, 6 years has been nobody. I haven't seen a therapist since I was 16. And I've been through 16 therapists. Like, I've seen them. I want to be clear. I've gone and I've tried to see them. I've tried to find the right person, but I have not found them. So I really haven't seen a therapist in so long. I've made videos about it. And to be honest with you, that therapy session would only last like a week or two, because I would just lose the connection with the person. And they would just ask me to do so much stupid crap that just I knew wasn't going to benefit my life. It was such a generic thing. And so recently, I'm sure if you've been on my social media at all, or my YouTube or my Instagram or even my TikTok, you've realized that I started something called the Daily Self-Care. Now, I stopped posting about it. If you've been following along, you notice that I stopped posting about it. The reason why I stopped posting about it was because, actually, let me explain it first. Sorry, getting ahead of myself here. The reason why I wanted to start the daily self-care is because I saw an old picture of me. And when I looked at this old picture, it was 2 to 3 years ago. And I think just under 3 years, whatever. I looked at this photo and I saw me, and I saw a very healthy me. I saw a physically strong me, and then I saw a mentally strong me. I just saw someone that was so good to themselves. And it's not that I don't even do drugs. I'm not an alcoholic abuser or anything like that. I haven't done anything to my body that's super negative, but I haven't been doing anything positive in those last 3 years. I got to that point, I got to that peak, and I felt so good, and then it all just came tumbling down, and I have not helped myself since. And when I looked at that photo, and I looked at myself now, I don't want to say felt myself. That sounds really freaking weird. But you know what I mean. When I looked back at my life then, and I look at it now, I miss a lot. And it's not saying that I want to be the past me. I just want to be a better me in the future. And I'm going to work my ass off to get there. And for the past 3 years, I've been blaming everything, every little thing, on everyone else. On everything that... I've just been making everything negative. Even though I've been trying to do a positive. And so if you've been on... My channel recently, you notice that there's a little bit of a change. Little old Joey has come back with a new mature tone to him, a new mature mindset, and I'm really freaking happy about it. I'm really happy because this daily self-care, it was about me becoming stronger physically, stronger mentally, stronger being, just everything stronger. So I'd be working out. I'd be making sure I'm eating right. I wanted to make sure I was journaling, and I wanted to make sure I was taking my mental health days. And the last tip is talking to somebody. And that's been my hardest thing ever. I think ever since I haven't talked to somebody, I've always failed at almost everything because I put so much pressure onto myself. And maybe you're listening and thinking this is something similar to what you go through. I put a lot of pressure on myself. I put almost everything on myself. And it just gets to the point where I can't, and it affects my relationships, it affects my family, it affects my workload, it affects everything, it affects my mindset, my routine, everything, my whole well-being. And I've only had one session with this person. So I'm not here to sell you on a product at all. This is not sponsored at all. But with COVID and with everything happening, I figured I would give BetterHelp a try. And I've worked with them in the past before, but again, this is not sponsored. I do have a link if you guys want it. It's betterhelp.com/Joey, but you totally don't, again, this is not a paid ad or anything like that. And so I gave it a shot, and I've been using that for the last 2 years, and I have yet to find somebody. I actually found one girl, and she was doing well, but again, it only lasts for like a week or two because then she actually switched her jobs. And, then I've been on a hunt for a very long time. So I've been through around 16 therapists since I was 16. And you know, you hear these stories of people always like they never find a therapist, and you don't think it's true. You really don't until you go through it. And I went through that. I didn't find one. Maybe I still don't have one. I don't know. But the other day I was like, you know what? I'm in a really good spot. You know, I'm started up back up on the podcast. I feel good about it. I'm starting to make YouTube videos that I really, really love. I feel good about it. I'm taking my Instagram is where I want it to be. I feel good about it. My dog is happy. I feel good about it. I'm in a decent relationship. I feel good about it. I'm decent with my family. I feel good about it. All this stuff. And I'm like, I want to keep this going, and I want to do better. You know, I want to do better. And I start about my health, and I feel good. I look stronger. I can literally breathe, and I wake up in the morning 10 times happier. And this is all because I just switched my mindset from thinking a little bit more positively. That's a word. Okay. It just sounds so weird when I say it. I probably said it wrong, but I wake up in the morning and I'm excited to live. And that's something that's totally new. You know, the other day I went to the bank and I was trying to get a house, right? And I wanted to see how much I could afford because I had no idea. And the guy told me that I could afford a $200,000 home. And I was like, what? I'm sorry, what? People who only make like 30 grand a year can afford that. People, I know, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, that's a trailer. It doesn't make sense to me. And it just got me so down that this piece of garbage, didn't even try to. And at the time, I didn't know he wasn't trying, you know? And I'm sorry to call him a piece of garbage. He's probably a nice guy. I literally emailed him back and I was like, "What? Are you serious? Like, can you check the numbers again?" And he didn't even email me. And then he didn't respond to that. He responded to, "Hey, just want to like double check with you. I'm like, blah, just checking in." I was like, "What the fuck? You didn't even respond to me." And I was just like, "Hey, I'm going to take your offer and keep it in mind when I go to other companies." And he just didn't respond to that. So it just goes to show you. And I had my manager tell me, and he was just like, "Listen, that they're not all." And then I went to my accountant, and my accountant was like, "Don't let that upset you. They're pieces of garbage. Like, there's a lot better people out there." And I'm not trying to make this about buying a house or anything like that, or how much money I have or you have or whatever. I'm just saying that just because one thing goes bad doesn't mean there's not a good thing to it. You know, I thought like, "Oh my God," right there. And then I was like, "Oh, I'm going to be stuck in renting forever. I got to stop spending." And even since then, like I try not to eat out. I think I'm broke. I think I can't afford anything. And I was just like not having a good, healthy life. And I'm still kind of in that mindset, but it just, when I heard those words from a manager and my accountant, it just revamped everything in my head that's saying there is still good here. And so when I look at myself and when I look at that photo, I thought to myself, okay, there's still good here. There is. And that took me a really, really long time to try to understand that. And just because you're at a good spot doesn't mean it's going to stay good. And that's...
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
A really hard thing to hear and a really hard thing for me to say, to be honest with you, because I thought, 4 years ago, or even 2 years ago, last year, I thought I was in a really good spot, right? And I always wanted better, and you're always going to want better, but you're never going to get it until you work for it. And so I didn't want to fall into that hole again. I wanted to keep my routine up. I wanted to keep being happy, and I wanted to be stronger in everything. And you can't move to that point until you realize that you're also able to get weaker. Just because you've become stronger doesn't mean you're going to fall down a little bit. Or you're not going to fall down a little bit. My apologies. You are stronger. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast, you are stronger. But it doesn't mean you have to, you're able to stop working. You have to keep working. You have to keep pushing forward. That's what you have to do. That's how winners are made. Rocky Balboa. But back to the therapist. Sorry, I'm like burping all over the place. I don't have water. I feel like I burp when I talk a lot. Anyways, I had this call with a therapist on BetterHelp, and it was weird. It was at 9:30 p.m., right? I've never had a therapy session at 9:30 p.m., and I decided to go for a walk. And so I put on my shorts, I put on my my Harmony hoodie that all of you want, but no one's gonna buy it, so I never release it. And I went for a walk. I put on my AirPods and went for a walk. With no one, like not my dog, not the girlfriend, not anyone. And I just clocked out. And I had the best conversation I've ever had with a therapist ever in my entire life. After 16 therapists, I feel like I finally found one. They haven't responded to me back yet since in 2 days, but hopefully they don't leave me hanging, because I really enjoy talking with her. Like, I am somebody who doesn't take advice from anyone or everyone. When I hear somebody talking, I start to figure out the answer right away. I don't try to hear people out a lot of the time. And that's a big issue in my head. And that's something that I'm really, really trying to solve, but I'm having a really hard time doing it. And it really depends on the person. It depends on the situation. But you know, when you have an issue, right, and your mom comes in and she starts giving you advice and you're like, shut up, mom, like you just can't hear it. That's me with everyone. That's me with a lot of people until I'm vulnerable and I seek that advice. And so I was vulnerable. I've been having a hard time in life. And even though I am becoming stronger, I have also been having my doubts and everything. And, you know, things sometimes, you know, you post a video, and this is a totally mental health battle, but you post a video, or not mental health battle, I apologize. This is me overthinking. This is an overthinking battle. You post a video and it doesn't get many views or whatever. You're trying something new. It doesn't cut it and doesn't work. And that's okay. That's literally okay. But that's a hard thing for me to remind myself. And so it's always hard to be that person for me. And so when I had this conversation, I was out for my walk and I was 9:30 p.m. My call ended at 10:54 p.m. And I got back at around 11. And I walked in my apartment with the biggest smile on my face. And I can't tell you that we talked about the greatest things. I can't tell you that it was a happy conversation, because it wasn't. We actually talked about a lot of hard-hitting stuff. It was really, really scary for me. We talked about anxiety, depression. Honestly, I don't even want to explain it, because I don't want everybody to know things. And so she asked me, she's like, when are you alone? And I'm like, I'm never alone. You know, I'm in my apartment and I'm with my brother. Or I'm at a dog park and I'm with my dog. Or I'm out and I'm with my girlfriend. I'm literally never alone. I haven't been alone in 5 months since COVID hit. Or 6 months now. It's been insane. And it's not a complaint. It's just something that I have a really hard time dealing with. I never knew that I value being my alone time so much. I always hear the quote of like, oh my God, I hate being lonely, but I love being alone. And I feel that. I get that now. And so she goes, when somebody asks you about this, say your girlfriend, your mother, whoever, asks you about your therapy session, you can blame it on me, but keep this to yourself. Have this to be your alone time. Have this to be yours, because you don't have many things that are yours. The whole world doesn't need to know what you're going through just so you can help them, because I think it's time you need to help yourself. And that hit me so hard. And I'm telling you about this because I want you to know that, you know, even you may see me as a really strong person, but even the strongest people need help, right? I want you to understand that. And even the strongest people need help. I don't care how much you can lift. I don't care how much you can keep getting knocked down and get back up. You will always need help. And sometimes you just need that right person. And so when I hopped on this call with this therapist, my 16th or my 17th, I had absolutely no hope. And then she told me to shut up. And for a lot of people, that would be very, very triggering. But she told me to shut up. And that's exactly what I needed. I've always been the know-it-all of like, oh, no, I know. That's why I said this, and I said this. And I always like prep myself. Like when I'm talking to somebody and I know I'm going to say something mean, or I have to say something that's, you know, going to upset somebody. I really, really, I don't like upsetting people. So I prepare them for the fall. And so I give them a bunch of disclaimers. And she just told me to shut up, you know, and it just really hit home with me. And I don't think a lot of people understand that. I've been battling for a really, really long time. And when I started making videos about my battle, it made me feel like I was a lot stronger than I actually was, because I was talking a big game. I was helping a lot of people, but I still struggle every single day. And this is like the first time I've ever said that since I actually started struggling. Since I posted my struggle, and it feels really good to say. But she told me to shut up, and she told me that, you know, that I was a really smart and intellectual person, and I rationalize things, and I think about things before I actually do them and everything like that, and I'm smart and I pay attention and everything. And she goes, and that's your worst problem. Because when you have a problem, you try to think about solving it before it even happens. And so you're constantly trying to solve something instead of just living in the moment. And then she asked me a question. I won't tell you what it was, because it was really, really personal. And she goes, breathe. And then it was actually really funny. She goes, okay, I want you to breathe when I ask this question, and then I want you to answer. And I was like, okay. And she goes, did you breathe? And I was like, wait, I thought I was breathing like when you ask questions. I'm like, my therapy calls are like so funny because I want to be talking with like a best friend, but somebody that I don't know. Like I like talking to people like I'm their best friend, even if I've just met them once. I love that. I hate the small talk. And that's what we did. She didn't know anything about me. And we just talked about everything for like an hour and a bit. And it was just like, it was just so nice. And so, I mean, if you guys do need a therapist and you really want somebody to talk to, you can go to betterhelp.com/Joey. And again, this is not an ad. This is not paid. I'm just seriously just giving you an experience that I had. And it's been really helpful. Even just that one call. And it just still bugs me so much that there's so many people out there who feel alone when I'm here saying I'm going through the same thing. And it might not be the exact same thing. Don't try to correct me here, but I'm going through something, and so are you. And so I think it's really good that we hold each other's hands and go through this together as much as we can, or even just help each other. And so if you're going through something and you want help and you don't necessarily want to pay for therapy, but you want just people to talk to, I created a Facebook page and it's called My Okay Place. And it's private. It's a group. If you go to Facebook.com/groups/myokayplace, or you can go to My Okay Place on Instagram, and then the link is in the description. Right there, you can enter. I mean, I have to approve you, but you can enter a group, and it's a private group where you can go and you can talk about your feelings, your emotions, what you're struggling through, or if you have any advice to give or any positive affirmations to say to anybody. This group is for you. This group is for us. This group is for every single person who struggled and felt they are alone, because you are not. And so I really hope it helps you. And I hope you can pass it along, and it'll help the next person. And I hope you can invite people and everything. And it's blowing my mind because we just hit over, I think we're at 1,200 group members in there. And I know that seems very intimidating, but it's people who are just like you, struggling just like me. And so we're in this together. So I want to say thank you so, so freaking much for joining that group and listening to this podcast. And it makes me really happy. And if you don't know, we're on a new podcast network. And I'm not getting paid to be on it or anything. Again, this is all free and stuff, but it's just a step in the right direction. And I'm really happy that you're still here. So stay you, stay beautiful, and I will talk to you guys next time. If you have any topics that you want me to talk about, please DM me them. Please send me an email, joeykidneyvlogs@gmail.com, whatever it is. Let's talk about it. Let's open up this conversation. Okay, bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.